today on Real Ghost Stories Online. When your kids come running down the stairs complaining about whispers, closet rumblings, and ghostly pigtails, what's a dad to do?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. I've always found the best thing to do in those situations is just let them talk. Let them share their story. Sometimes you can tell it's completely made up and for attention, but sometimes it's like, okay, this person is experiencing something that I can't really explain. You just never know. It's just always interesting to just let them say their part and not make up a bunch of stuff. Let's go to that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost story with us. All right, let's hear yours.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Dominique. This shit is just crazy. Like, it's not so scary, but it's just like, what the hell could this be? All right, so the last time I told y'all that, you know, my kids been experiencing things where I have to always go inside the house before we go in if all the lights are out. Well, this is an incident that happened with my son. So me and my wife are downstairs in our bedroom. She's on her phone playing something or watching something. I'm on my Xbox just chilling, having dad time. My son comes downstairs. He was like, "Dad, something's shaking in my closet," and something scraped the bed. My son sleeps in a bunk bed, and he sleeps at the bottom, but he was telling me, he was like, "Yeah, something scraped the cams on his bed." I was like, "Where's Cam at?" He was like, he's in the other room. And so I go upstairs, inspecting his room, you know, open up the closet. I didn't give him a direct answer. I just told him, I said, you know, it could be anything. It could just be, you know, the hangers. When you guys open up the closet, the hangers could just be unsettling or, you know, settling or whatever. He's like, on the bed, he's like, I heard like it sounded like a zipper. So I go into bed, I look on his bed, or my son's, his top bunk bed, and, you know, my wife, she keeps a bed protector. So I lift it up, lift up the bed, just check in, just move things around, make them look like that I'm really inspecting things, trying to figure it out. And then I just happen to unzip the zipper on the bed and zip it back. He's like, "Yeah, Dad, it sounded like that." I didn't know what to tell him. They have a rat in there. In their room, like a pet rat, and then I put my finger against the cage and made like a ring noise, and I was like, "What? It could have been that." And I was like, "Yeah, it could have been Splinter. Splinter probably did that, you know, whatever, tried to take his mind off of it." He wasn't buying it. My son knows that there's something that we can't explain that happens in that house. They're at the point where they're fine with it, or not fine, but, you know, just ignore it. And nothing has ever hurt them, no physical marks, no nothing that has really, really hurt them or, you know, scared them to where they don't want to go in the house. They just know that odd things happen. And it was just kind of weird because they sleep on the bunk bed, and sometimes he'll come and tell me, like, when one's not on the bed, they each will come and say something, you know, they hear noises on the bed. Like, one time my son, he was on the top bunk, and he was sitting there playing his video game on his top bunk. It just happened to go upstairs. I don't know why I went upstairs, go in there, check on him, see what game he was playing, whatever. He was like, "Dad, I keep hearing weird noise on George's bed." I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, it just sounds like somebody's down there." And he just sits there and just plays his game like nothing happens. But they know that something there. Or the time where my daughter said she was watching TV in her room, and she had the two like pigtails on each of the side of her head. She came running downstairs one day. This is probably like a few years ago, before any really events started happening. And she told me, she was like, "Dad, something just flicked my hair." I was like, what do you mean? She was like, it did this. And she like flicked her ponytail just up. She's like, it something did that to me. Dad tried to brush it off. I was like, oh, it could be anything. It could be the wind blowing. Well, knowing damn well, ain't no fucking wind blowing in there. I know for a fact she doesn't like open up her windows because there's a little hole in there and she doesn't like bugs. Something that happened yesterday to me. And it was just kind of weird because I never had this happen to me. Ever. Sitting down, once again, in the bedroom. All the kids are upstairs relaxing, either watching a movie, watching TV, watching something, but they were really quiet and calm. So I'm in my room with my wife, and I shut the door, turn on my game, playing Xbox, threw my headset on. At this time, when I threw my headset on, I wasn't playing with anybody online. I was just playing a racing game because my wife, she hates video games. She hates hearing the noise. So I turned the volume down all the way on the TV and put my headset on. And I'm sitting there and I'm just talking to her, whatever. And I'm getting ready to smoke my marijuana, my weed, and let it hit it a few times. And then the game's getting ready to start. So while it's loading and I'm steady smoking, I hear a distinctive, just a really soft, hey. And then I look to my right, I looked at my wife, or looked to my right and then looked at my wife. She was like, what? At this point, I'm not going to say anything to her because she doesn't like when I talk anything paranormal just because of the experience she had when she was growing up. So I was like, never mind. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, that's fucking weird. You know, I know I heard a hey. It felt like my mind was playing tricks on me. How it's just like a really soft, like almost somebody whispering, hey. I don't hallucinate. I don't trip. None of that stuff makes me hallucinate or anything. It's just I do it. It calms me down after a long ass day I have dealing with fucking idiots on the fucking daily. And so that's just what I do. I never smoked anything or heard anything say hey to me. Oh, let me tell you that. Okay. So I was just listening to the episode. It was the one with the cover with the guy in the overalls. Yeah, I think that's what it was called. Something, seeing something in overalls. Well, a lady was talking about how she was in her house and she was laying down almost like paralyzed or whatever. And she started seeing orbs. Well, my nephew, my wife's sister, her son, which is my nephew technically. And this is probably like two, three years ago. They came to visit and I don't know how we got on the subject of ghosts and stuff. He was, my nephew was telling me, he was like, yeah, at my house, he's a little autistic. Well, he was telling me, he was like, yeah, at my house, he's like, I see orbs when I'm laying, he didn't use the word orbs. He just said, I see lights, little bitty lights that flies all around my room. And he's like, yeah. And one time I seen this thing and he had red eyes and sharp teeth. He just stops the conversation and starts talking about something else. To find out, my wife ends up telling, you know, didn't know the history of their home or whatever. Well, they stay in a place called Joplin. Is it Missouri or somewhere? Joplin. Yeah, it is Missouri. Think their house is somewhere on the Trail of Tears? It's somewhere in that area. But that's just a few of my stories. Keep it up, and you'll be hearing from me again. Yeah, have a good one.
Here's a fun one. I used to be able to, when I went for a walk, when I lived on the farm, I could walk to the Trail of Tears.
Ooh.
Yeah, who likes doesn't like go hiking down the Trail of Tears on a nice summer day?
Oh, that was the last place, your last house?
Yeah, I mean, it's still not far from here, but yeah, I mean, I could literally, it was down the road.
Maybe that's what I heard singing that one night when I spent the night at your house.
Maybe.
And I thought it was Harper that came to my room.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. I don't live there anymore. Yeah.
But that, I feel bad for that guy because it's like he's trying to be a good dad and listen to his kids. But how do you explain it to your kids?
Yeah, and that's true. How do you? And
it's like you don't want to scare them even more, but you also got to figure out a way to acknowledge what happened to them and not just dismiss it.
I think it's all about how you handle it. You don't have to go, oh my God, that's freaky. You like be like, okay, well, that's weird. That's different.
I think that's kind of what he did.
Yeah. you gotta like just kind of tone it back. And if you're not scared of it, you're not making it spooky and scary, you can go, well, that's weird. But weird doesn't always have to be scary either. And exactly. And that's how you kind of got to approach it. But I loved his story. Thank you so much for sharing that. All right. If you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, everything with no commercials, we got a premium channel for that on Apple Podcasts. Check it out right now. Even try it for 3 days free there on Apple. Or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories and sign up there to get all the same stuff. Check that out. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.